are here at the 2000, make sure my mic is on, 2017 Synergent Technology Workshop in beautiful Portland, Maine, where Portland, Maine is doing its best rendition of Florida right now. It's beautiful out there.
It is. It's over 80 degrees. I don't know what to do. It just feels like I'm supposed to be in shorts, which is not normally Portland weather.
Well, after the conference, you can put your shorts on. Meg Bannister from Scimitar, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Hey, you gave a great presentation up there, just kind of giving an overview of what Scimitar is all about, what they're doing, and just technology in general. It's so exciting what's going on in financial services these days. It's just not going and doing depositing something in through the drive-thru. There's a lot on the plate. So can you give us a quick kind of like a summary on what you talked about, just from your perspective, not mine?
Oh, absolutely. No, because when it comes to technology and transactions, it's not just transactions anymore. You know, you're not doing things on transactions. We're not doing this on regular old technology.
No.
So and every time we think about what a credit union's going to do, it has to be fresh, but it has to be viable. It has to be things that make sense to be new just for the sake of new without anything really getting out of it.
Yeah,
it's not really a worthwhile investment. So our focus at Scimitar specifically is to keep things moving as it is, mm-hmm. doing things better without forcing people to undo the things that work really well. Got to balance the front and back together.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing.
Precisely, but sometimes you don't know it's broken until you see something better.
Exactly.
So we have to make sure that we've got the new going with the previous and making sure business continues as usual, but in a faster, more efficient way.
There's a balance there I'm discovering. So, gosh. Oh, there's so much here. I took all these notes in your presentation. I really like the slide where you said, what car does your mechanic drive? So what was your point with that slide?
Well, I really think it comes down to when we think about our best things to do, we're so used to doing our way, the way things that we've been taught to do, the way people have been telling us to do. Sometimes we can get feedback from things we don't really think about. Mm-hmm. For instance, I bring up the slide about, what does your mechanic drive? Your mechanic drives a vehicle that they themselves trust, that they're comfortable working on, because the last thing they want to do is have to work on their car when they get home, right? They've been working on them all day. So when you have a software system or you're doing something, you need to make sure you're doing processes that are knowledgeable and comfortable and you have a lot of trust in. Mm-hmm. Trust in the system is what allows our members to trust credit unions, and we have to have both. Mm-hmm. And simple things like being able to be consistent. I bring up the next slide talking about how credit unions should think about how a restaurant sources food. It has to be good, it has to be fresh, it has to be consistent.
Yep.
Doesn't that sound like trends we talk about in technology? Mm-hmm. So we've got to bring that relevant to credit unions and make sure our tools line up with those things.
Ah, good point. And you also said, what did you mean by, there's another slide, evolution, not revolution. What's behind that?
Absolutely. That's a huge tenet of Scimitar. We talk about it all the time because the truth is doing something new for the sake of being new, but it's disruptive, doesn't benefit anyone.
That's true.
You know, we talk about new and improved. Mm-hmm. Sometimes improved means having to take a huge chunk of time to make it work, mm-hmm. or there's no value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at Scimitar, we think to ourselves, listen, I'm going to give you something good. It's going to be non-disruptive. We're going to increment it slowly so you can continue doing business as usual.
Okay.
But we don't have to worry about the disruption to the member or the staff. Remember, mm-hmm. there's two parts there, not just serving the member, but making sure our staff can continue holding our mission statements and serving the members.
Yeah, because there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that the member doesn't see, and sometimes the staff doesn't see either. So it's all, this word's been used like a gazillion times, seamless, you know, but it has to be that way, especially from the member perspective. And then from the staff perspective too, to keep the operations moving along so there are no disruptions.
Exactly. Being frictionless is something that we talk a lot about, but really until you've been in a friction situation, you may not appreciate how seamless everything is. So by making sure, the fact of the matter is when we talk about technology, half the stuff we talk about is about strategic initiatives and how it's going to benefit, but you really don't see any of it, and you're not supposed to. Good technology is instituted in a way that allows it to consume it without having to disrupt our entire day.
Right. There's a lot of hard work behind the scenes that make it easy. That's just why Apple and Google, all these top technology companies, they spend a lot of money, as well as your company does as well, to make it look easy. So very cool stuff. So what do you see? This is kind of like getting your crystal ball out. How do you see the rest of 2017 shaping up, and then kind of motoring into 2018 as far as technology goes? What's coming down the turnpike, or is there anything coming down the turnpike? I think there's always something
As long as it's not a freight train, right? The truth is that it's going to be speed to payment, speed to market, being able to have real-time payments, being able to serve them member and have the member understand that money is going faster and faster. Just not too long ago, we were still depositing checks and having that float, and our fraud conception was like, oh, we got a couple days. I have a couple days to make that check payment.
Right.
Not anymore. It's all real time. So how do we deal with the fraud with that? How do we deal with just implementing it? And how do we educate our members to know that everything's real time now? Mm-hmm. Everything's happening faster and faster. We're so used to Amazon Prime delivering in 2 days. Mm-hmm. Well, the truth is now you can make a payment and it can be at the other location in minutes or in hours.
Right.
That's a whole new concept. And I think for credit unions, which normally are, we focus on being able to serve our members in a one-to-one relationship, but we mm-hmm. have to also balance it with the speed of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a real-time payment, but I got a question. I got to come to the credit union and ask that question. That means a staff member needs to know knows what happened
right.
and why it happened.
Right.
So I think that's going to be something we're going to be talking about, not only from the member service perspective, but how operations and systems mm-hmm. can follow up and make sure everything's running smoothly.
I really enjoyed your $42,000 anecdote in there. Can you give us a quick summary of that story? But what the credit union did in response to that was really, really cool.
It's really what separates credit unions from just the automatic payment systems of the day.
Right.
And I had talked, my story is the fact that we were moving and we wrote checks to kind of close out our utility accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in the check writing process, you know, people still write checks.
Yeah,
there's a couple of them
sometimes.
Out there. They mailed out a check and it got presented to the utility company for $42,000. Now, that wasn't the cost of utility. My husband has horrible handwriting. And so when the credit union got it, they knew immediately, first of all, nobody's writing a $42,000 check, and that's an obvious issue. But they knew we were moving. They knew that this was because we were paying off, you know, closing the account and
right.
doing everything there.
Right.
And instead of having it hit my account and do all those fees, my credit union took the initiative to read the check, a physical person looking at the check,
mm-hmm.
which a system can't do,
right.
see the issue, make the adjustment, call us to let us know, and then wish us good luck on our move. And I think that just summarizes what a system can do, but still valuing the people at the credit union
yeah.
that make it different.
Yeah.
Oh, great story to end on. Anything else to wrap up here, Meg? This is such great stuff. You get great content up there. Anything else to wrap up?
I think if anyone wants to think about technology and credit unions, you also always have to remember that it's not just about the credit union doing the job of being a banking service, but it's really about being member service and community based.
Yep.
We just want to make sure the tools are there that our credit unions are focusing on being able to serve their membership, not only in financial transactions, but to benefit their community as a whole.
Well said. Thank you so much, Meg.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Such a-